Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Monday, March 13th, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best of Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button for auto downloads and make sure to leave that 5-star review because it really helps the show grow. First day of NFL free agency. I mean, it's about 4 o'clock Eastern time when I'm recording this, so it's not even halfway over. It's really kind of just beginning. Already a ton of moves, and I am stunned to sit here and tell you that I think one of the best moves of the day was made by none other than the Las Vegas Raiders. I know it's surprising because last season, I thought the Raiders were one of the biggest dumpster fires in the NFL. I don't believe in the head coach. I don't believe in the franchise, but here's what I'll say. Jimmy Garoppolo, he is a great pickup for the Raiders. I think it was a smart signing. I think it can be a culture-changing signing. And ultimately, what does it give? It gives them someone to believe in, a quarterback. So why do I think it's such a great move? I think McDaniels is not a good head coach. I don't cover that team daily. My guess is the culture there is not overly great, especially when you see how things played out with Derek Carr. But I think what Jimmy G is going to bring to that locker room is somebody that can be a leader that is tight with the head coach, right? So that's going to help, obviously, their history that they had in New England. But I think Garoppolo can come in and just be a calming presence for Las Vegas. Las Vegas, last year we saw, like, blowing big leads, all types of drama, all these things. I think Jimmy G can come in there. He's played in a Super Bowl. He's played in big games. He's played for winning organizations. He knows what it's supposed to look like. The quarterback can be the tone setter for the locker room, right? I think he can go in there and just calm everything down in Las Vegas. And they have talent. Davante Adams, Darren Waller, like they have talent for Jimmy G to play with. So I think when you look at what he can do, not only is he going to come in and be dependable. Again, I glossed over it, but it's worth mentioning. He's played in big games. There'll be no stage that he'll be not ready for, right? He can go into, these divisional games they're going to play. The Chiefs, all like he can go into those games and be ready for them. Las Vegas, right? Los Angeles, obviously, against Justin Herbert. He's not going to be afraid of those stages. Also, I think he'll be able to just run McDaniel's offense. He knows it in and out. And if there's one thing Garoppolo is really good at, it's just sitting back in the pocket and getting the ball accurately to the right guy. He's not going to be somebody that makes plays with his legs, which I think is a bit of a concern moving forward. But ultimately, he's somebody that can just run the offense. And I think that's what McDaniel needs. After kind of a topsy-turvy, roller coaster year, Jimmy G can be the consistent, calming presence that that team needed. So I think he'll be able to go to Las Vegas, and I think he'll run the offense. Again, very accurate. Get the ball on time. I think Davante Adams will be much better with Jimmy G at quarterback. I think you'll see their skill players be much better. Obviously, unlikely to bring back Josh Jacobs, but maybe they can go out and acquire a running back. They'll have to work on the offensive line. A big part of making Jimmy G successful is making sure he has protection in the pocket.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But I really think this is a good move. You look at the money, 3 years, $67.5 million, $34 million guaranteed. I haven't seen the breakdown. I'd be surprised if he's guaranteed the job beyond this year. But to just have him under contract, he can be a great backup if that's what you need. He's proven to be a good locker room guy. He can develop somebody if in 2024 you draft if the Raiders are once again drafting higher, use their first round pick on a quarterback. I think this is money well spent. I always say this, but I think that NFL teams are like a car and the quarterback is the engine. And Jimmy G, he might not be a top five engine in the league. He might not be a $50 million a year engine, but he's consistent. He'll get you there. It'll be a smooth ride. And ultimately, I don't think he'll be the reason that they lose games. So I like this signing by the Raiders. I think it's a smart move. I think it's a good start to their offseason. And I'll be really interested to see now that McDaniels has his quarterback and has somebody that can just play the position at a professional level, how they look. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button and please leave a 5-star review if you like what you hear. And I'll talk to you guys next time.